Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the continuing research of UVA professor and chair of biomedical engineering, Thomas Scalick, and his efforts to develop real scientific evidence about the effectiveness of magnetic therapy. In today's show, adapted from an article published this month on the Oscar website written by Andrea Arco, we continue in the field of biomedical engineering by examining the work of two University of Virginia professors who have created the HemoShear 2.0, which offers researchers the ability to observe the behavior patterns of vascular cells under a variety of blood flow conditions. A new device invented by researchers at the University of Virginia could save pharmaceutical companies significant time and money in screening potential new drug compounds. Brent Blackman, an assistant professor in biomedical engineering, and Brian Womoff, assistant professor in the Department of Medicine, Cardiovascular Division, teamed up to create a novel system, the HemoShear 2.0, which, for the first time, offers researchers the ability to observe the behavior patterns of human vascular cells under a variety of blood flow conditions that occur inside the body's cardiovascular system. Dr. Blackman said, "We want to help the pharmaceutical industry identify effective therapeutic compounds by allowing them to fail early, fail fast, and fail cheap before going to very expensive animal studies." Atherosclerosis, hardening or narrowing of the arteries, is considered the most important underlying cause of heart attack or stroke. The HemoShear 2.0 models the early indicators of atherosclerosis by placing actual human endothelial cells, the cells lining the interior of blood vessels, and smooth muscle cells, the cells found in the wall of blood vessels, in an environment that mimics an artery with blood flowing through it. Data from these exposures are recorded and measured to help test the efficacy of therapeutic compounds and aid in early-stage toxicity studies. Instead of testing drug compounds on isolated cells, which can produce false negatives, drug companies can use the device to test compounds in a more realistic environment. This interaction is important because the cells lining the interior of the blood vessels recognize different blood flow patterns imposed upon them and respond by expressing or repressing genes. This, in turn, influences their interactions with the cells found in the walls of the blood vessels. The researchers found these cells' interactions may lead to the onset of early inflammation-associated atherosclerosis in certain arteries. MRIs were used by researchers to determine the rhythmic pattern that blood flows through different arteries in human subjects. Blackman said, "We are then able to simulate the same flow patterns in those areas that are more or less susceptible to atherosclerosis and observe how the cells respond to those flow patterns in HemoShear. Using a synthetic elastic layer that is similar to a real blood vessel wall, endothelial cells are plated on the top surface and smooth muscle cells on the bottom surface. Then, the different blood flow patterns modeled from human circulation are applied to endothelial cells through rotation of a motor-driven cone system. The findings? The blood flow can influence both endothelial and smooth muscle cell behaviors. When subjected to atheroprotective blood flow patterns, the endothelial cells align with the direction of the blood flow, and the smooth muscle cells align perpendicularly to the flow, as is true in a healthy blood vessel. In stark contrast, the athero-prone type of flow caused the endothelial cells to move away from their parallel structure, while smooth muscle cells moved away from their perpendicular structure. This remodeling mimics the early phases of the disease state of the artery. The blood flow pattern associated with athero-prone areas resulted in inflammation in both cells, reminiscent of early hallmarks of atherosclerosis. This was confirmed through evaluating gene and protein expression profiles in both cell types. Thomas Scalick, professor and chair of the UVA Department of Biomedical Engineering, said, "The results of this study validate the use of this novel co-culture system as a relevant biomimetic vascular model for studying early atherosclerotic events. The cells' responses to these carefully controlled models of blood flow can now be used to develop therapeutic interventions for detection and treatment of vascular diseases. It has the potential to be revolutionary. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we again delve into the election season, when our topic will be the work of Brian Pfaffenberger, associate professor at the University of Virginia School of Engineering and Applied Science, and his study of mechanical lever voting machines, their history, and understanding the interaction between technology and culture that has been going on for more than a century. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.